Heavy smoke is spreading over large areas of the interior as hot, dry weather allows wildfires to proliferate in the region. The first structures to be lost this summer to wildfires in Alaska were taken out by a blaze in the Fairbanks area. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
The Hard Luck Creek fire burned recreational cabins in the backcountry about 25 miles northwest of Fairbanks. State Information Officer Pete Buist says the fire is burning in an area along the Chattanooga River west of Murphy Dome that's scattered with cabins.
Unfortunately, we now have reports that three structures have been lost and probably about 30 are still considered threatened. Some of those are not in as bad shape as others. We've been able to do a lot of work in terms of setting up pumps and hose and sprinkler systems and that sort of thing. Others that are further from the river, it becomes a little more problematic.
The structures destroyed are described as a vacation home and two cabins. The Hard Luck Creek fire is listed at 1,000 acres, but Buist estimates it's at least tripled in size.
With the weather that we're looking at and the extreme fire behavior, even at night, I think we're in this for the long haul.
Buist says heavy smoke has prevented accurate mapping of the fire, but that infrared scanning indicates the flames progressing in a southwesterly direction.
And that takes it out towards the Dunbar Trail and Minto Flats, which is far preferable than having the fire move up the hill towards Murphy Dome, towards the Goldstream Valley and Fairbanks itself.
Buist says an overhead management team from New Mexico and additional crews and equipment are being mobilized for the Hard Luck Creek fire. There was another new wildfire in the Fairbanks area yesterday afternoon. Buist says the Otter Tail Creek fire, about 5 to 6 miles east of Chena Hot Springs Resort, received a heavy suppression response and has likely been held at 25 acres. The fire was one of a few new blazes that have broken out in the interior in recent days. Most of the fires are lightning-caused, but Fairbanks Area State Forestry has banned firewood and timber cutting due to the threat of equipment igniting new fires. A wildfire burning east of the park's highway made a big run on Tuesday, prompting a local evacuation recommendation. The Rex Creek fire, 13 miles southeast of Anderson, surged ahead 7.5 miles in an hour. State Information Officer Mike McMillan says winds fueled the flames' rapid spread.
The fire in the morning was 2,400 acres, and within probably 5 or 6 hours, it was at 24,000 acres.
McMillan says a dry cold front that brought strong east winds pushed the fire northwest around Seven Mile Lake, where there are a number of structures. He says smoke jumpers and bulldozers were employed to protect the remote cabins, but the fire's aggressive advance prompted an evacuation notice to residents out ahead of the fire in the Windy Creek subdivision.
We don't know how many people are remaining in there. You know, we can't force people to leave. We just issue a recommendation so people won't be arrested or anything, but we're strongly advising them to leave.
McMillan says winds shifted to out of the west, and that should help slow the fire's advance toward the subdivision and the park's highway about 4 miles away. He says efforts are also in the works on the other side of the highway to keep the massive Minto Flats South fire west of the Teclanika River and away from dozens of cabins. 520 people are working the Rail Belt Complex fires, which have burned over 500,000 acres. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.